have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way. Stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. Christ said, greater works than I do shall you do. Isn't that amazing? Greater works that I do, greater works than I do shall you do. What did he mean by that? What did he mean by that? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about running around, doing whatever it is that you're doing, you can podcast the show anywhere in the world and still listen to the show while you're moving about, doing whatever it is you're doing. Excuse me. You can podcast the show and listen to it on your phone. It's made possible. Listen to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And we're going to catch up on the super chats from yesterday and today. So, as you know, it's Thursday. And every Thursday, because we love the Bible Thumpers, and I'm realizing, and I understand, the Bible Thumpers need a little bit more time. Because it takes a lot of effort to have to quote the scripture every time. You ask them a question, or they make a statement, and or they ask a question, then you respond. They got to get the Bible, another Bible question or response, a Bible in their head. No more natural communication at all. It's just quoting the scripture. So we love the Bible Thumper, so we made time. We're like, well, you know, what can we do to show love to the Bible Thumpers? We have decided that every Thursday is and will always be Bible Thumper Thursday.
All right, brother. Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger.
He's drunk as a badger.
Go ahead and let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you.
Go ahead. Oh, shana-na-na. Shana-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na- If anybody asks, what's the matter with me? Tell them I'm saved, sanctified, and running for my life. What the? It's weird seeing white people act that way, run and scream and carry on. It's mostly a black thing, I think. I could be wrong. Everybody want to be black, except baby Jessica's daddy. What a mess. A spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil, right versus wrong. Good versus evil, right versus wrong. It has nothing to do with your past or your future. It has nothing to do with... It has nothing to do with what you have or don't have. It has nothing to do with male or female. It has nothing to do with what you think you want or don't want. It's all spiritual. It's either right or wrong. No such thing as racism, sexism. All the isms are lies. They're just words. And you must overcome words, or you will be affected for the rest of your life. You will live in misery for the rest of your life if you don't overcome words. Because the enemy of good, working through human beings, will use words to try to destroy you. And if you're not living that wordless life, a life without words, you're not going to make it. You're going to live in fear. You're going to live in worry. You're going to live in doubt. You're going to cry. You're going to laugh. But even while you're laughing, you're crying. You're going to live in pure emotional hell if you are subject to worry. Because if you notice, the enemy find the worst words. They know the words that can hurt the ego. They know well because they have an ego. What a mess. So it's up to you. You can be free, or you can stay in your prison of your thoughts and your emotions, which are not your own, by the way. But you've been trained and taught an example to live in the misery of your emotions. Everybody tell you, emotions are good. Who will I be if I don't have emotions? Who will I would be a zombie or something? A robot, they say, or something. And you don't know you are a robot with emotions. All robots with emotions react and overreact in one form or another. One form or another. And every human being who is an emotional human being is controlled. It is easy to control an emotional person. What the? So, now this video I'm about to play, I don't know if it's true or not, or if this person's doing this just to get likes. Because the internet is very interesting. Are they trying to get clicks and likes and all that kind of stuff? So, but it's a good, it's an example of what evil look like. It is an example of pure evil. Whether it's a joke, whether they're serious or not, I can't tell, so I don't know. But I do know that it's a perfect example of what the children of evil will do and can do and get a thrill from it. Because if you notice, and I promise you this, all angry / resentful emotional people love thrills. Absolutely everything they do in life is for a thrill. A so-called bad thrill, a so-called good thrill, but it's for a thrill. Whether it's hurting you, your ego or not, they get a thrill from that. They get a thrill from pretending that they care. They get a thrill from pretending that they're trying to help you. They get a thrill from making you laugh or cry. It's all about the emotional person. Emotions are evil, and they are lies. And you don't have to be emotional. You were not created to be that way. So I don't know if this helpful doing this for a thrill or if she's really this evil. Because, again, I can't tell. You remember when the government was shut down, thanks to the Great White Hope for letting it stay that way, the Democrats thought that they could use the shutdown in order to hurt the Great White Hope. But it backfired because they don't know who they're dealing with. They don't know, understand. The darkness cannot understand the light, so they don't know. The darkness is cunning but not smart. Evil is not smart. Resentful people with anger or resentment. I have to say resentment now because some people say, oh, resentment is good. It's not. But resentment is not good. All angry people are cunning, but not smart. The devil cannot be smart. He can be cunning. He can deceive you. And so they thought that they can deceive Donald Trump. Well, this time we got him. And it didn't work. And you know what the Democrats did right after that? They went back to dancing and singing in hell. Everything they try to get after the president with, it doesn't work. It backfires. Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. So I want to play this soundbite, and I want to hear from you all. Do you all think this is real? Either way, it's evil, if it's a joke or just Heifer trying to prove something. It's still evil. So remember doing the amazing government shutdown. A lot of the lazy people lost their SNAP benefits, meaning free stuff that we paid for. And they were having a hissy fit. That goes to show you give somebody something free, and then you spoil them, and then you stop giving it to them, they want to hurt you. They don't say, oh, okay, I'll go and get my own job. I'll take care of myself. Then they'll attack you. Human nature is a mess. So I don't know if this heifer is just doing it for the thrill, I mean, for TikTok, so whatever thing. But this is a female on social media. is going, quote unquote, viral for exposing churches. And so, according to the Neighborhood Talk, over on TikTok, a woman named Nikaylee created a social experiment where she would call churches across America to see if they would donate to a starving baby amidst the SNAP benefit crisis. Watch this from Instagram.
So I'm calling your church to test to see if they would help feed a starving baby. And right now, per request, I'm calling Living Faith Christian Center in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Let's call them and see if they would help feed a starving baby.
Living Faith Christian Center.
Hey, yes. I was wanting to see if y'all could help with baby formula at all. I have a 2-month-old and she ran out last night, so I just need like a small can because she's gone all day and all night.
I don't understand you have need for what, ma'am?
This is Julia. How can I help you?
Hi, I was wanting to see if y'all could help with a small can of baby formula.
No, we can't right now. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks. Nope.
Amazing. I wish that bitch would call my church and ask for something. I wish she would do it. I'll be like, bitch, you should have had a baby if you can't take care of the baby. Where's the baby daddy? And you're not a member of my church. Why should I give you something, heifer? I wish, whether she played around or not. Think about that. She laid up somewhere and got a baby, if it's real. And again, I don't know if it's real. I think it could be to get TikToks. I mean, to get whatever you get. But if it's real, what give her, well, I already know, the idea, who gives it to her, that she could call up churches and say, her baby ain't got no milk. Can you give me some, help me out? I'll be like, no, where's your daddy? Get a job, heifer. Did nobody tell you lay down and have a baby and then now you got to call the church for help? If it's true, either way, she's still an evil heifer to even try to play that kind of a trick. All for the thrill of it. And then, is she on SNAP program? Really? Ain't no way. Whoever answered those phones at that church, those two churches she allegedly called, they should have said, no, heifer, are you crazy? Tell your baby daddy to feed it. I ain't made no promissory note that you lay down and get pregnant and then you call the church, we're going to take care of you. Amazing, huh? It's the devil, the tricks that the devil plays up on human beings is mind-blowing to me. Mind-blowing. And then you think you are doing it. You think you create those thoughts and those emotions, those reactions. You're being controlled and don't know it. It's a spiritual thing. Amazing, huh? According to my producer, and I haven't seen it yet, her TikTok bio says F ICE. Free Palestine, Black Lives Matter, I love immigrants, and pro-choice. She looked like an Allah Uaba kind of a person. I thought she looked kind of different, like she didn't belong here in America. Satan is busy. Evil is real. Evil is real. Evil is real. Whether you accept it or not, believe it or not, whatever, admit it or not, evil is real. Look at the cruelty that human beings inflict on themselves and others. Think about it. Human beings are doing this to each other, all for the thrill of it. You know something else is controlling them. Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. They are asleep. And by the way, I haven't seen anybody starving in America. Nowhere in America where I see anyone starving. If you're hungry, you can go. That's insane. That's not true. Nobody's starving in this country. Unless you just want to starve. You know, there may be some people get a thrill from starving. And you belong to the starving club. Oh, God. Anyway, it's a spiritual battle. And there's no love in human beings. Zero love. It's just a word. I love you. I love you back. You love me. I love you. You love. We all love, they say. And it's just not true. Love don't hurt. Love is not a feeling. I want to know what love is. I want you to show me. I want to feel what love is. I know you can show me. I'm talking about love. What the? Love is not a feeling. Amazing. Let me go to first-time caller out of Rhode Island. Kobe, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Kobe.
Yeah, I just want to ask you, what do you think about the Epstein files and Donald Trump releasing them? And what do you think about the allegations that Trump had that was going with the underage girls, and your opinion of calling them the Great White Hope all the time, where this guy has 34 convictions and he got charged for rape of a woman. And I was wondering why you call him the Great White Hope. I'm just surprised because you're one of the few black men I ever heard call a white man Great White Hope.
Are you black?
That's really bizarre to me that you would do that.
Are you black?
Hello?
Are you black?
I'm mulatto. Black and white. I got a white mother and a black father.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm mulatto. I got a black father and a white mother.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Sorry to hear that?
Yep.
Well, I mean, that's your opinion, Jesse.
No,
you
know I mean? Said I'm sorry to hear. That's not an opinion.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You know, Jesse.
But
I understand.
I'm gonna answer your last question first, and then I get to your first question. Number one, let me ask: is Donald Trump white or not?
Is he white?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Is he making America great again?
Well, see, Jesse. I mean, you, Jesse. You know, you obviously you do a podcast. But you know about the economy. You know the prices went up, and he lies about it. People know what's going on for real. So by you propagandizing Trump,
is he making America?
You know that, and the country knows that.
Is he making America great again?
No, he's not. No, he's not, Jesse. He's making it worse.
In what way?
Well, Jesse. Prices are up, Jesse. He's over there creating wars in Venezuela, blowing up boats without even knowing exactly if the people are guilty. I mean, stuff like that. Just, that's not normal behavior. For a Christian, like, you're supposed to be a Christian.
And the reason I call him the Great White Hope, because he's white. No, he's doing he's making America great again, and he give hope to the people, and he's white.
And some, see, Jesse,
and some people call him amazing. They say,
well, that's you, Jesse.
They say, what manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him.
A man that is something that recorded the other day calling her a pig?
And some people call him a king. They call him
king. No, you call me king, Jesse.
No, they have king rally. Do you remember they had king
rally? No, king rally, Jesse. You know that. Jesse, speak to
Kobe,
truth, please, Jesse.
Kobe, listen to me. I listen to you.
Okay.
Do you remember when they held king rallies around the country in honor of Donald Trump?
See, Jesse, you're twisting it. No, it was no king rally.
You don't know about the king rally? They didn't hold king rallies.
It was no king rally, Jesse.
No, it was a king rally.
No, Jesse, he's not a king, Jesse. You know he's not,
Jesse.
Didn't
they hold a rally?
For some reason you're infatuated with this guy because he's rude and arrogant. Why do you like guys like
Kobe.
That?
Kobe! Did they hold key rallies or not?
No, they didn't, Jesse. Why do you keep on repeating it?
I know your viewers are slow.
No. I understand. You got your viewers and people listen to you.
Kobe.
Why are you repeating
listen,
over and over?
Kobe. You don't remember the key rallies?
Jesse, you keep on saying it. It was no king rally.
What was it?
Why are you, I mean, why are you so...
If it wasn't a rally, what was it?
Guy.
Kobe, if it wasn't a rally, what was it?
It was a protest. I guess how he's destroying the country. You know what it was, Jesse.
But they were calling him king.
I'm not a Republican or a Democrat.
They were calling him king. He didn't call himself king. They call him king. And did you know...
He's a wannabe dictator.
Kobe, did you know... Some people call him daddy.
No, Jesse. You're embarrassing yourself as a black man calling a white guy daddy.
And
if your white viewers respect you for that,
then Kobe,
nobody called a white guy.
Let me ask you the other question about Epstein thing. You know what I think about the Epstein file thing? May I tell you? You asked the question, right?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm listening to you.
I don't give a S-H-I-T about Epstein file. Zero.
Oh, that's good.
I don't care about it at all. I don't think about it. I don't care about it. That was their party. And they can party if they want to. And nobody else have anything to do with it. It's my party and a party if I want to.
It's funny how you relate to things. Now you're twisting it and
you can party when you have your party. Don't you party like you want to? And when
Donald Trump isn't a noble man.
And
why
would
a black guy or I understand, Jesse.
Are you a noble man?
I've been around black guys like you.
Are you a noble man?
I've got black friends like you that want to be.
Kobe.
That
want
to do the most people, white people. I understand that.
Kobe, are you a noble man?
Am I what?
A noble man.
Yes, I am. More noble than it seems to be than you.
What's noble? What's noble about you?
What's noble about me? I'm respectful, honest, and I see everybody the same. And I don't give an example how you're not
do
noble.
Do you love Donald Trump?
No, see, Jesse.
Do you love Donald Trump?
I love the people that love me.
I thought you were noble.
I don't have to.
You're not
I don't
a
have to
noble
be put on
man.
Earth to
you're
love
an
everybody,
evil
Jesse.
Man.
No, Jesse, you're the evil man.
No, you're an evil man. You don't love Donald Trump. I gotta take a break. Thank you, Kobe. I gotta take a break. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. It's Bible Thumper Thursday, and Kobe said that he only loved, and he's supposed to be noble. He only loved those who love him. But according to the word, and it's in the word, for if ye love them which love you, what think have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. So what are you thinking? The sinners love those who love them. According to Luke 6:32, I rest my case. And I hear a lot of Christians, and I don't know if Kobe a Christian or not, what? But I love everybody, nearly everyone I ask, do you love white people? Well, I love those that love me. Do you love all people? I love those that love me. What kind of love is that? That's not love. When Christ said to love even your enemy, love your enemy, love your neighbor. He didn't say, well, just love those that love you. And Christ came and brought eternal life for all who will receive it. He said, well, it ain't for the prostitute. It's not for the this or the white man or the black man or the Indian man or whatever, or the drug addict or the drug dealer. Salvation is for all. It's for all. It's not from your choice of people. But love ye your enemies and do good. And lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Amazing. Luke 6:35, I rest my case. But anyway, announcement, before I go back to the phones and your super chats. Number one, listen up, ladies. Tonight is the third Thursday of the month of November 2025. That means ladies forum tonight. Ladies forum. And I gave the ladies an assignment. I can't wait to get see how that went. Because the ladies are on fire. They're working on themselves. So ladies forum tonight. Women's forum at 7 p.m. For more information, go to rebuildingtheman.com/event. Rebuildingtheman.com/event. And then, oh Lord, is we have a brand new episode of The Fallen State tomorrow, Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. If the law is willing, Lord, I hope you're willing. I had an amazing conversation. And this conversation was amazing because I had kind of heard about this passing through life, but I really got a had a really good understanding about it from Tommy Aceto. Tommy Aceto, he's a former Navy SEAL, neuroscience mental health advocate, and the founder of the nonprofit organization Neuroscience and Wellness Initiative. It was about getting high off of acid or psychedelic and thinking that you see God. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Psychologists know that trauma is developed in the early years. Then you go to war and you see things you shouldn't see and do things you shouldn't do. It's called 5-MeO-DMT and it comes from a toad.
Do you feel like you're having a spiritual experience?
The most spiritual experience I ever had in my life was on this toad.
When you say you took something from a toad, you mean like a frog?
My belief is God made nature.
But he didn't want you to smoke it. Oh, what the? Now, I know what they mean by that. When you get high like that, especially off of psychedelic stuff, don't do it, kids. It's not healthy. It's not safe. But it makes you feel so good and just feel like everything is fine. It's like it makes you forget about your problems. And it feels like there are none. And so in that, you think that God is helping you. Or no. And as soon as the psychedelic stuff had gone away, now your problems are back. And now you got to get some more psychedelic or whatever, toad frog juice or whatever. But it was an interesting conversation, Tommy. I do appreciate it. This Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member right there on the Fallen State on the YouTube channel, fallenstate.tv, or locals, jessalinepeterson.locals.com. You can support us. And then, that ain't all. Get ready. Next week, we have a sale going on. And I'll tell you about that on the merch and stuff like that. 15% off everything. When does it start, Derek? Oh, so next week. I don't know why am I announcing it. What's up? Forget about the sale for now. It's not until next week. And at last for now, I had an amazing sit-down discussion with the one, the only, Pearl Davis. And it was fun. It was interesting. And we talked. And we laughed, and we had a good time. Pearl Davis is amazing. And the episode is out now. So I had a sit-down on Pearl Davis on her show, The Sit-Down. It was an amazing discussion. So go to Just Pearly Things on YouTube. Just Pearly Things on YouTube, all right? Check it out. You're going to love it. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Nicole out of Michigan. Nicole, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
All right.
So I had a question with it being Bible Thumping Thursday. I figured I'd call today and ask you on the different versions of the Bible. I currently have the New Jerusalem Bible, like you recommend. And as I've been kind of understanding there being so many versions, which I don't understand why, but my question for you is, have you ever, or do you see a benefit in reading any other versions of these Bibles?
No.
Okay.
The New Jerusalem Bible is it's like clear, and it makes sense, and it's easy to read. But the other Bible, these and thou and they and that and more, and they hadn't learned English yet.
Right. No, not specifically like the different languages or older language of the Bibles, but like there's the Ethiopian Bible is what I'm specifically like.
The what?
I've seen the Ethiopian Bible, which why would I care about that, right?
Right. But are you calling me from Ethiopia? Right? What the?
No.
The Ethiopian Bible even work for the Ethiopian people.
Right.
Well, what are you about to say about it? I'm sorry.
Because I don't know anything about their cultures. So I can't really say, but they say that it's a complete version and that there's been texts that have been removed. And so I'm just wondering if they've been removed by, they claim, political leaders in history, would it be beneficial to read the texts that have been removed? But who am I to say that they're right and that it's actually a complete version? I don't know if that's even true.
Meaning that it's the oath of the Bible?
Yeah, they say they have
Nicole,
like,
let me ask you
all
this.
Of the texts.
What's wrong with you? What? Why are you spending one hour over thinking about an Ethiopian Bible and all that? What good is that doing you?
I don't know, but it was brought up in conversation. I was like, well, I don't know. Maybe there's...
You should have just said, what the, and moved on.
I know, but I say what the all the time. Okay, I have a quick second question that I didn't...
But let's just clear up the Ethiopian Bible thing.
Yeah, I'm over it.
Let that go. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, I do know. I do know.
Are you Ethiopian?
No.
Are you living in Ethiopian?
No.
Are you married to an Ethiopian man?
Uh-uh.
Are you dating one?
No.
Do you have Ethiopian babies?
Nope.
So why are you even thinking about Ethiopian Bible? That doesn't even make sense.
I don't know.
You listen to the devil, that's why.
I mean, I don't, probably, yes.
No, you are.
That is why. I don't read the Bible to, like, memorize it or anything like that. I barely even pick it up. When I do pick it up, I enjoy reading it. I put it down, like you say.
Right.
So I don't have any, like... strong desire. I'm really just. I was just curious because I'm like, how
curiosity killed the cat.
I know. Yeah.
And satisfaction brought him back.
Yeah. Can I ask you a second question, real quick?
Yes.
Okay. So when I talk to people in any conversation, specifically with my husband, this one of the few conversations I actually have with anyone, but I try to slow down so I can watch my thoughts.
Yes.
And when I do that, I almost have no thought to share because I realize there's just nothing good going on in response to what I hear in my head, right?
Yep.
But the problem is I can see that and I'm not assuming this, he tells me, he's like, oh, have you checked out again? You know, like, that's what he tells me, you checked out again. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm listening. I hear you. I just, and I try to respond so I don't sound rude, but my responses are like, yeah, yeah, I know. Like, I don't even know how to respond sometimes when I am practicing being present. Is that something that I should, worry about, or just let him kind of
If you have no response, why would you create something? You're
well,
not
then I'm
obligated
just, I'm just
to respond.
And then he thinks that I'm being rude, you know, and I don't want to cause more friction. And I know that I'm working on myself, I would say, probably more than he is.
It's a friction happening
so I understand
in you,
that.
Nicole.
Yeah.
Is the friction happening in you or in him?
I think it starts in him, and then I can sense that, and then I caught, and then I feel it. So then,
and why are you caught up in what he's feeling?
I know I couldn't care.
No, that's
most
a question.
Most of the time, I just
why
let it go.
Why are you caught up in what anyone else feel or think?
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to control how he's feeling.
Why are you even caught up with what he feels
you know,
or thinks? Why are you even thinking about those things? That's what I want to know. What does what he feels and thinks have to do with you?
It doesn't have anything to do with me.
So why do you make yourself a part of it then?
I don't know. I feel obligated to, which is just crazy. I know that's just evil.
That's evil, too. You're only obligated
for,
to the truth.
Yeah.
Your only obligation is to overcome evil.
Okay. And if in that moment I can see that, I don't have to say anything about what I see coming out of him either. I can just continue to be silent. I don't need to.
Absolutely.
Like,
and just don't
I see
judge
your
him.
Thoughts are going crazy, you know, like I have nothing to say to your thoughts right now. Typically, that's my response when I want to shut it down because he understands how you say all thoughts are all lies all the time. Like he's listened and heard all of it. So I typically just say, you know, well, that's a thought.
Stop
saying. And then it kind of snaps him out of it. Like he realizes that I'm not trying to play with the thoughts, you know.
The best response to a person that's in their thoughts like that is no response.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, then I'm going to continue to do that, and whatever happens, happens.
And just don't judge him. You said, is he
right.
working on himself?
I can't say he is because I know that's a yes or no question, and I see he goes kind of in and out of it.
Well, you just... You don't
the
judge him.
Are just a million miles coming
right.
from him. So to work on myself at the same time in the same house is difficult.
It's not. It's only because you think it is. And I understand what you mean by that. But don't judge him. And you just keep your eyes on you. And the truth will guide you. And everything will be fine for you.
Okay. That's all I do.
And but
I think
you up there thinking about an Ethan over the Bible, something wrong with you.
I know. Well, he literally brought it. Okay, I'm done. I understand.
You over here in America thinking about an Ethan over the Bible, and you're not even Ethan Othan.
Yeah, I know. Crazy. It's crazy.
You listen to the devil. All thoughts.
Yeah.
Are all lies all the time about anything.
Yep. I know that. I know that's true.
So lay down your weapon. Lay your weapons down and live. Stop responding to the world. The world is evil. Meaning the people
mm-hmm.
of the world are evil. And the more you respond to them, the more you're giving them a false sense of conquering you, why don't you stop responding and just live your life?
Mm-hmm.
And why don't you do that? Hello?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
It's me.
I mean, I think I just get like, I go unconscious in the
Absolutely.
Moment. Well, I start conscious and then I know that I get triggered somehow, and then there's like a little flare of something from what they say, and then I go right into it, and now I'm in a
And when you say you
a hell
get
of a conversation.
Right. You fall for the tricks of the devil. That's what the devil wants.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's typically not until, because I know this, it's typically not until the conversation is ended and I start reflecting and I'm like, wow, like it was the spirit of X, Y, and Z, and I can see that that's alive in me still. And
we just see it, but don't call it you.
Yeah.
And don't judge. Just see it and come back to yourself. Be aware of stuff. You'll be fine. And that may happen 1,000 times a day, but just keep coming back to reality.
Okay. All right.
And stay with
it. Reminder.
Stay with it. Stay with it.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thanks, Jesse.
And forget about the Ethiopian Bible. What the?
Oh, that's crazy. I can't even believe I asked you. That's crazy. Okay, I'm going to let you go.
All right.
All right, have a nice day.
You too.
All right, bye.
Bye. What a mess. Super chat. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Nikki bought a coffee saying, this is a couple of days ago, happy birthday, Derek. May your day be filled with goodness. Shooting star emoji.
Right on. He said, yeah. Derek, my producer, he black. Birthday was day before yesterday. And he turned 27 years old. What the?
Nice.
Thank you. He would thank you out loud. Thank you.
Shout out to Games for Rec, Fatty Whack, Groovy Monkey, and the rest of the supporters on the D-Live crew the other day. Very kind.
Shout out. Thank y'all.
Marilyn bought a coffee. BQ answer. Biblical question.
Christ said, greater works than I do shall you do. What did he mean by that?
Christ meant that he is our brother and at the same time, God, who worked through him and in him to do great works, can do so through us, and even more so because we believe what his son told us about him. But if we see Christ as God himself, we are stuck and can do no greater work than a disbeliever, says Marilyn.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I put my two cents in on Sunday.
Rob bought three, saying, yup.
Yep. Thank you, Rob. Amazing.
Sion. Hey, Jesse, you are wearing my favorite cameo type of shirt. This was yesterday, I think, or something.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to me, party emoji. It's my birthday today, meaning yesterday. Getting older and older so I can catch up with you so you can marry me, LOL. Laughing face with tears.
Amazing. Her birthday was yesterday?
Apparently, if I'm recalling when I saw this super chat.
Happy
directly.
Birthday, Sion. Amazing.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
He White says, for your little business, gave a little super chat, helping you to help others. White, thanks, praying hands.
I appreciate that. Thank you. How's your little business? Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony L. Gave a hot dog sticker.
Thank you. Thank you, Anthony.
Hold the ketchup. No ketchup, no mustard. Anyway. Fred says, oh, we'll have to read the rest of these later, guys.
Amazing.
Thank y'all.
Thank y'all. Let me take a quick break. 2 more hours to go. When I come back, your phone calls and your super chats. Hate news is coming right now. The hate news, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Some serious mess going on in this old hair world. This is the end of hour one already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, everybody. The 20th of November. It's the third Thursday of the month. 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. It's 7 a.m. right now, approaching. So make sure in 12 hours you be here or you be, I don't want to say that word, whatever rhymes with we here. Ladies, make sure you join the Women's Forum. Do it. Be there. All right, so rebuildingtheman.com/events if you need more info, ladies, to get to Bond here in Los Angeles. Men's forums are first Thursday of the month. But it's 2025 AD. There is one line open. You can call in right now if you're old or if you're young. You are welcome to call in to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, unless, of course, you're banned or if you've already called in once today, all right? One call per show per day. All right, nice. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports Thanksgiving is a week away. It's a week from Thanksgiving. Next week is Thanksgiving, at least in America. Thanksgiving already passed for you beautiful Canadians and perhaps some of you mildly attractive Canadians. Not necessarily full-blown beautiful. But, yeah, so weather's already shaping up to be a wild card for millions across the United States. Take a look for... at the holiday forecast, all right, on your phone, or if you're not a phone, then check on the computer or on the television to see which cities could be facing challenging conditions and potential travel disruptions. The Epstein files. I don't give a hoot. President Donald J. Trump Wednesday signed a bill directing the Justice Department to release all of its files related to the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, the late great, right? He was a billionaire. He did have an island. He must have been pretty great, right? Meaning big. Trump shared the news on social media, framing the move as a step toward transparency while also criticizing some Democrats for their past associations with the disgraced financier. The Justice Department, they're a disgrace. Commie Nonsense is a disgrace. Who are they to call anybody disgraced? Anyway, the Justice Department is now has 30 days to release documents related to the case. However, some lawmakers and analysts are concerned that the Trump administration may try to hinder the process by slowing the release or redacting information. Pam Bondi was warned, I saw on like Drudge, far left? Not to slow walk the release, whatever. Dick Cheney's funeral. You know, he died recently. Dick Cheney, the former vice president. I voted for that guy. Past presidents and politicians will gather in D.C. today for former Vice President Dick Cheney's funeral. Service will take place at the Washington National Cathedral, if it's not going already. Over 1,000 guests expected to attend. Former Presidents George W. Bush and even Sleepy Joe Biden will pay their respects, if they have any respect to pay. And along with former vice presidents, oh, Lord, Kamala Harris, Mike Pence, Al Gore, and Dan Quayle. Dan Quayle is still kicking nice. A source told Commie Nonsense that President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance, they were not invited. Wow. Dick Cheney served as Bush's vice president from 2001 to 2009, the beginning of 2009, of course. That's when Obama took over. Died on November 3rd. So it's like more than a couple of weeks ago. At the tender age of 84 years old, that's too young. He was a key figure of the pre-MAGA so-called Republican politics. Yeah, they were, compassionate conservatives? He was pro-same-sex marriage even before Obama came out in favor of it, at least publicly. And one of the most powerful vice presidents in history, but his role as the architect of the Iraq War, saw him leave office deeply unpopular and cemented a polarizing legacy. So says Commie Nonsense. I'll have to tell you about these endangered species going on with the Trump administration and all that drama. But now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
Thank you.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the second hour of the show. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. Christ said, greater works than I do shall you do. What did he mean by that? Greater works than I do, you shall do. What did he mean by that? And isn't that interesting in that there are literally people who believe that Christ is God, they say. But God going to tell you, you're going to do greater works than God? How you going to do greater works than God when you of yourself you can do nothing? And you call Christ God. What? No. And Christ said, you're going to do, he's the son, you're the brother or the sister. How you going to do greater works than God? But anyway, an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you can't sit and watch the show, podcast it, you can still listen on your phone, no matter where you are, working out or making breakfast or whatever, by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get back to those. You can go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And every Thursday, because of the love for the Bible Thumpers, we set aside, we take all call, but we set aside time for the Bible Thumpers. It is Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord!
News for you. We're getting closer to his return, and the closer we get to him, the faster things are going to happen. The faster the healings, the faster the deliverance, the faster.
Yeah! That man must have a little black in him. Maybe he, what do you call that when you have a black dad and a white mama? Or a white mama, a black
mulatto?
Mama, anyway. Oh, yeah, that
mulatto.
Mulatto. He must got a little mulatto in him. What the? Oh, that hollering and carrying on. But anyway, it's Bible Thumper Thursday. One quick thing I want to share with you, and this is from Obadiah 1:3-4. Obadiah. This is so good, too, and so true. The pride of your heart has deceived you. Think about that one. The pride of your heart has deceived you. Forgive them, Father. I'm saying this is not it, Obadiah, but forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. they were asleep. The pride of your heart has deceived you. So, though you exhort yourself as the eagle, from there will I bring you down, said the Lord. He's going to bring you down. You think you're the eagle. What the? You think you're God. And you think of yourself you can do something. You think you know. You think you're in control of your own life. And you're not. All thoughts, all emotions, the so-called good ones and the bad ones, are all lies all the time about anything. You need a brand new heart. When I say you, I mean every human being on earth. Your hearts are wicked. And if you doubt me, look what you think about others. Look how you treat yourself and others. And look how others treat others. Look how they treat you. Ain't no love in that. That's a wicked heart. Look how you treat your own children, how your children treat you. Your husband or your wife or your friends or your coworkers or your enemy. Look how you treat your enemy. Your heart is wicked. Salvation is of the heart. And every human being needs a brand new heart. I don't care how, quote unquote, famous you are, how much money you have, where you live, or who you live with, or what. Your heart is wicked, and you're asleep. It's time to wake up. If not now, when? If not now, when? And I want to give you one quick example of wicked hearts. This is so... It's worse than that heifer that will call in the church at night, oh, you got money for my babe. It was worse than that. Well, evil is evil. I don't know if one is worse than the other. But I want to give you an example of pure evil coming through human beings. And they love it. They dance about it. They smile about it. They get joy from it because they know they have control of you. They know it. This is a female by the name of Jasmine Cricket. And she, according to this report, is campaigning with a Michigan governor candidate. And this is from Grok, Michigan Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist II, he black, a Democrat candidate for governor in 2026, collaborated with the so-called U.S. Representative Jasmine Cricket on a 20-second lip sync video for songs by four non-blondes and Nicki Minaj. Minaj posted over the weekend from his backyard to promote his bid. Watch this from Instagram. You still want black people running your government? This is what you're getting. These same kind of people run the hoods of the black people. And you want them in your government. Now do you believe me when I say, and if white people become the minority in America, you're doomed. As what's the fake daddy said, allegedly. What's his name, daddy? He got it on TikTok. Nobody know who owns TikTok out there? Elon Musk, daddy said. If white, allegedly, I mean X, not TikTok, my bad. He on X. No wonder Derek didn't know who I was talking about. Right on there. Elon Musk, allegedly, daddy said, if white people become minority in America, America is doomed. And I agree. Look at Jasmine Cricket and that black man look like he's from Africa. That's what you got in your government. What do you think going to happen? These people don't know how to run. Black people do not know how to run anything. That's more a government. But okay, do what you want, white folks. You're losing your country. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Josh, you are on the air.
Hey, morning.
Definitely. Hey, Josh, how you?
Doing fine, man. How about you?
All is well.
All right. I was calling to answer the biblical question.
Christ said, great work than I do, greater work than I do, shall you do. What did he mean by that?
He meant that you don't need a church or anybody to get to God. You know, God can work through you the same way he worked through Jesus. And that, you know, Jesus was the example for what we're supposed to be.
Amazing.
Yeah. And I was always taught that Jesus is God and you can't be Jesus. And that's the control mechanism that Christians use to control people, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's amazing, huh?
Yep. Yeah, I was taught the opposite, so.
Well, I really appreciate you responding to the question, and I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday.
All right.
Are you ready for Thanksgiving?
Yep. Yeah, I'm ready, man. I'm going to be on the road. And
you going to eat turkey and ham?
I'll probably eat steak. I'm a steak kind of a guy.
Really?
Yeah, I'm more of a steak. I don't eat much turkey or ham.
Amazing.
He
white.
White. Hey, you eat your steak. I heard you eat your steak well done. I heard Nick mention that on his show. You eat your steak well done?
I do.
You know, my dad eats his steak well done, too. And he said that people from the South that grew up on farms, they always cook it well done because, you know, they didn't have a fridge back then. And you want to cook all the worms, if anything got in it, you want to cook it real done. Is that why you think you cook it well done? Is that you've always cooked
the
it well
reason
done?
That I like it well done, but now I don't like it like well done, but almost there, because I wanted to have some flavor. But the reason I don't like it well done, because I don't like to see blood in meat. White people like that kind of mess. That's a white thing. They want to see the blood. I want to see nothing but the... I don't want no blood in my food.
Right.
So that's why I prefer well done.
Well done.
Because I can't eat it if it still got the blood coming from it. What the?
All right. Okay. Just wondering.
I like it. Medium well done.
Medium well.
Well, not even if it's going to be blood, go past medium a little bit. Hank said he like it medium rare is how you're supposed to eat it. That's the white man's way of eating it.
Oh, really? Yeah, I always wondered about that. So if the white man does that, that must be the right way, huh? If it ain't white, it ain't right, huh?
I guess so. So do you know that? Do you know that you're supposed to eat turkey and ham on Thanksgiving and not steak, man?
Yeah, I know you are. You're supposed to. I grew up with traditional, Thanksgiving honey baked hams and grandma's turkey. But I don't know. I just want what I want now.
Better not let your mama know you eating. Eating steak.
Yeah, mama doesn't agree with much about me these days, but she'll be all right, though.
That's right. Amazing. Yeah. Well, Josh, thanks for responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
All right, man. I'll be watching.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Right. Amazing. Let me go to Tony out of California. Tony, you are on the air.
Good morning, Justin. How are you,
Tony?
Well, this is a funny country we live in. I see some things I never seen in my whole entire life. But hey, white folks are white folks, and they put up with anything that they believe in. I didn't know that there was 32 states in America that allow men to marry children legally from 8 to 16 or 17.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't, Justin.
Did you go to high school?
Yeah, but we wasn't taught that you could marry an 8-year-old child.
Oh, you talking about the Allahu Akbar people?
No, I'm talking about you white. I said white folks.
Are you talking about the Allahu Akbar people?
Yes,
I think over in their country.
Stop twisting. America. America.
Tony, over in their country, you can marry that young. But in our country, it used to be 15 and up.
Jesse, I just said 32 states.
Where did you get that from?
Look it up, Jesse.
Tony, you always stupid stuff.
No,
and then
you
never have any proof where you
got
it from.
We got proof.
You just throw things out there. You just say stupid stuff, and then when I ask where do you get that from, look it up. Because you know you're making up, so you just speak off the top of your head.
You got a computer right there in your face, Jesse.
Bye. You can't call up and just make dumb statements with no proof and tell somebody look it up. That doesn't even make sense. I'm going to be on the computer looking up crazy stuff that you say. And you already know you can't call it. If you call this show, you got to have some proof already. And you still never be ready with the proof. Because you just say stupid stuff. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Haley out of Massachusetts. Haley, you are on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Haley.
I don't know if you remember me, but I called you, I think, like 2 or 3 days ago. And I apologized to my parents after, and I was calling to tell you about it.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Amazing.
So I feel like it was pretty much the same with both of them. Except maybe I was more afraid to speak to my mom. but I wanted to tell you this. I don't even know. I don't know. I feel like I should tell you this, but when I was 22, I'm 31 now, I went to this like meditation retreat. And one of the things I learned there was equanimity.
What?
And in this equanimity.
Okay.
And in this method, you would hold equanimity while imagining your favorite person, your like mutual person, like someone you don't have a relation with or feelings for, and like the least favorite person. And you would kind of hold like equal-minded composure, I guess, like to the pleasure and unpleasant thoughts. And so at the end of that, I could see, I mean, like we did this for hours. We woke up at like 5 a.m. and we did it till like 8 o'clock at night, only having lunch in between. And I saw the separation between myself and the emotions. And I also kind of realized that, wow, there's no self. But when I left, it was like it didn't really solve, like it made it better, but it didn't, I guess it didn't really pull it from the root, I guess. And I felt, I don't know how I felt, but when I talked to you and you asked me that I apologize to my mom, And I watched back and was like, wow, I was really making excuses, thinking that was logical. I guess like I fought a lot to do it. I knew I had to do it. Really, it was, I lost my way, I guess, with like worldly wisdom, and I figured it was something I had to live with and just kind of use what I learned to keep it at bay. Like I said, when I talked to you, I realized I wasn't tackling the problem at the root because I was afraid to talk to my mom, and that was just so strange and disproportionate. Then I could see clearly, and I could see I was wrong for the first time and that I needed to forgive her I forgave both my parents, and it feels really good.
Right on. You, that retreat thing, did you get your money back? Because anybody asked me to do something like that,
I was curious what you think about that.
you're supposed to observe the false self, not to take part in it at all. And so, can you get your money back?
It was free. I
don't blame them. What a mess. And so did you, when you went to your mother and forgave her, what did she say?
I think at first she was shocked to hear my voice. I couldn't go see her because we don't live next to each other.
Okay.
But, and then I feel like even with both of them, they focus way more on the I forgive you. Like, they kind of was like, oh, you know, they could acknowledge it was hard for me, but then they kind of went on about, you know, it was hard for me and I couldn't do this and I couldn't do that and X, Y, and Z. And I just kind of remained with, well, you know, I apologize for I forgive you for that, and that's what I called you for, was to apologize and forgive you for that. So I try to just keep it to the point, like not trying to go in the emotional
right
route. But it's not like they said, oh, I forgive you, or my mom did apologize at the end. She was crying a little bit, so I don't know what that means.
She's lying.
But...
When she's crying, she's lying.
So I just was like, oh, thank you for that. My dad was just like, oh, anyways, I got a new grill. So then that was the end of that.
So you said you called me about your parents before. Had you not seen them in a while or something?
Yeah, my mom longer than my dad. My dad was more recent. We had like I don't even know if it matters if you want to know what we fought about, but.
And so you had stopped talking to her?
No, she pushed me away. I tried to talk to her. you told me I was beta for saying to clean our house, and I didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
I was very enabling, you know.
I remember now. You said your mother, you and your mother were not talking, and you had wanted to try to get make up and be with her. And you called her up and said, "Mother, can I? I want to come over and help you clean your house."
Well, and to be fair,
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say I said that because before we had that argument, I guess I had told her I was going to do that. So, and I guess in my perspective at the time, I was trying to show her I wanted to fulfill my word to her that I was going to still do that, regardless that she kind of acted crazy. I was trying to leave the house. This was the same time I did the retreat at 22. She wasn't letting me leave the house, so I was leaving, and she was like cornering me, and I left. And then, you know, I told her I was going to help her do that, and I said, "Oh, I'd like to talk to you and do what I said I was going to do."
And what did she say when you called and told her that?
She said, "F you," and she hung up.
A mother from hell. What?
Yeah. My dad said the same thing, too, actually, when we stopped talking. He said, "F you," and he hung up.
What a beta. A beta daddy. Well, that's amazing that you've forgiven them. All you got to do now concerning your psychological, emotional life, which is not your own, but just watch it now and do nothing about it. Surrender. Let it give it all to the light. And just be aware of what's going through your mind and body, what you're feeling. Be aware of it. And do nothing about it. Go on with your day and just live with that, and the light will destroy the darkness. It really will. I promise you that, too. If you do nothing about it, don't call it you. Don't walk around looking like you're going through anything, and just let the light work on your behalf, and you're going to see how much the light love you. It really love you. And so, but you got to let it take over so that it can live through you and show you how much it loves you. And love is nothing. You can't even imagine the real love. Your thoughts and my words and the words I'm speaking, you cannot, the words and the thoughts cannot understand love, the real love. But you will come to know that you have it. But you got to give up the fake self now and let it die. And the light will destroy the darkness, and eternal life will be yours. There is another world inside of this world, inside of you. And you will live from that world, and there are no words to express what it's like. You got to stop accepting this world of misery and jealousy and strife and resentful and thrills and imagination and all that mess. You got to stop accepting that as a norm. It's not normal.
Right. No problems is good problems, I think.
No problem. Even problems are an illusion. There's no such thing as problems.
Right.
It's just an illusion. Well, Haley, did you have anything else to say?
No, just thank you so much.
And you stay with it. Just stay with it. Surrender all of your misery to the light, and the light will take care of you, all right?
All right. You take care. Thank you so much again.
Let me know how it goes.
All right.
All right. I got to take a quick break. 888-77-JESSE. You know, Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the antidote Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, a little small pocket guide, the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family and Financial Success Guide. Just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right? Thursday. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Quick announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then at 11 a.m., right after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby energy given to him by God, not alone, but a gift. The Anchor Baby is on fire, flying high, sometime in a plane, not off fentanyl, not off frog juice, but of natural energy from God at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. Check him out. And I do cameos for you. And holidays are up on us. Birthdays are here. Weddings, anniversaries, encouragement, shout out. Whatever the occasion is, I will do them for you. Go to Cameo. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And a quick reminder, get your orders in with your merch so that we can get it back out into you. Your books. My books are amazing. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. And then From Rage to Responsibility. I was so young then. What the? I didn't know I was that young. What the? Had hair on my head and everything. From Rage to Responsibility. And then the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, Financial Success Guide. A little small pocket guide. 7 steps. And some people won't even read and do the 7 steps. And I'm not surprised because most people won't even practice being present. 1 step. And 7 steps seem like a lot, but if you do those 7 steps, you can't fail in life, men and women. The 7 steps to spiritual, family, and financial success. A little small pocket guide. You can carry your back pocket, your coat pocket, or your ladies in your purses or whatever. And then the one and the only, the antidote, healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. And man, it's like bring it home. It clears it all up. Amazing. So merch, books, all kind of stuff, mugs, T-shirt, hoodies and all that. Get your order in because Thanksgiving is next week and Christmas is right after that. And birthdays are all the time. So, amazing gift. We'll get them back. We'll sign the books and everything to whomever you like me to sign them to. All right? rebuildingaman.com/stores, rebuildingaman.com/stores, or jesseleepeterson.shop. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me, before I go back to the callers, super chats. Super, super.
Super chats.
Fred asks.
Ask!
Yesterday, how can you forgive your mother if she is dead?
She dead.
Double question mark.
By realizing that you cannot change your nature, you cannot change your life, and you have said and done things that you wish you had not, but you couldn't help yourself. Your mother had the same spirit. It came from her, by the way. And hers came from her mother, and her mother, and so on. And so realizing just as you can't help yourself, she couldn't help herself, and that will cause you to forgive her. Realize she can't help it. Though you can't go to her, you're right, but just realize she couldn't help herself. And God will forgive you when you forgive her and your father. Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Sion, just saw the Cameo shout-out video the other day. Thank you, Jesse, so much. My man sent me from you. You keep saying your man, laughing face with tears. How can I have two boyfriends at the same time? But he knows I love you. He's the only one who tolerates how I feel about you. His nickname is, and I shall not dox. He's too cool to use his real name, I guess. Love you both. Heart.
Amazing. I'm glad you liked the Cameo, Sion. And that is interesting that your boyfriend requested a cameo from me to you. And what? That's a lot of love, Sion. And so it made me think of this song, I Got Two Lovers, and I Ain't Ashamed. Two lovers, and I love them both the same. Let me tell you about my first love. He treat me good like a lover could. I really, really love him. I love him so. Let me tell you about my next love. He treat me bad. He makes me sad. But I really love him. So you got two lovers. See how you are blessed. That song was from Mary Wells back in 1969. Two lovers. 63. Well, I got two lovers and I ain't ashamed. Two lovers and I love them both the same. You're fortunate, Sion. What now? And your boyfriend love you. That was an amazing cameo. Happy birthday. So, nice. And for your birthday shout-outs, I would do it for you, too, or anyone else that you want done it for by going to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Nice.
Very nice. Someone bought three coffees asking, JLP, can you have perfect peace without happy thoughts? So happy thoughts are thoughts that make you feel good.
Happy thoughts are not peace. They come and go, and they are based on something. The past or the future, what you have or don't have, or blah, blah, blah. You want peace. Christ came, it's Baba Thumper Thursday, that you may have peace. Amazing. Stay with it.
Roy bought a coffee. Did you see Dad? Trump. Lay the smack down on the ABC reporter. She got a scolding from Daddy. Also notice these major companies hiring women as being in charge of marketing and destroying them in the process. Bud Light, BBC, and Cracker Barrel, just to name a few, says Roy.
Amazing. I did see that.
I don't know if it was an ABC reporter. Which reporter are you talking about? There has been many a female reporter who
I don't know which reporter, but I know don't mess with Daddy.
Indeed.
Daddy is home. And Daddy ain't playing. Dad is working too hard to be playing around. What the? And thank you again. I don't know which report it was, but I do remember seeing that.
Yeah, thank you, Roy.
Yeah. And you call him Piggy?
Either Piggy or McGee. He might have said Quiet McGee, or he might have said Quiet Piggy, or he might have said Peggy. Quiet. Quiet Piggy. But I don't know. The media is insisting it's Piggy.
When I heard it, I wasn't for sure if he said Piggy or Peggy or something.
Yeah.
But I did hear it.
There is a saying called Quiet McGee from the 40s and 50s show, radio and TV show, I think.
I'm not sure either, but it was amazing. I call him, some people call him amazing. Some people call him king. Some people, did you hear that guy call and said there was no king rally? Wasn't it a rally? How come? I can't believe anyone didn't. Everyone doesn't know about the rally. It was all over the country, all over the world.
No, but what he's saying is the rallies were called no kings.
Oh.
That's what he meant.
Oh, that's what he meant. Mm-hmm. My bad. I thought he was saying, somebody else said that to me the other day at the gym. They're like, there was no king. It was a no king rally. I'm like, no, there was a king rally. They're like, no, there was no king. Oh, that it was a key rally.
You're so, both right.
But I didn't realize they were saying it was called no key
rally. Yeah, that's why you shouldn't have rallies called against something. It's confusing.
No.
Suckers.
What? Okay, Kobe that called this morning. I see. I didn't realize you were saying it was called no key rally. I thought you were saying there were no keys rally. My bad. I'm black and slow. But thank you. Thank you.
Nice. Anthony L. gave a hamburger sticker.
Thank you, Anthony L. Amazing.
Very
I appreciate
nice.
It.
Sean Joe gifted a couple of cookies over on pilled.net. Nice.
Thank you, Sean Joe. Amazing.
So Callis says on Cash App, that's Bond JLP on Cash App, says, beta.
Don't be a beta.
Very cool.
Real men make boys first. Beta males make girls first. What the? Thank you.
Eight coffees. Very generous from Ben from Australia. Says Jesus is God because his father's love allowed it. Because of Jesus' obedience and eternal subordination. I mailed you my manifesto about feminism. Did you get it? Ben.
Been the two of us shall want no more. I'll check Ben to make sure before about the manifesto. But if Christ is God, are you able to do greater works than God? What the? Christ said, hey, don't be worshiping me. It's not me. It's the Father that's in me. He does the work. So, I understand, though, that a whole lot of people believe into that, and they are miserable. They cry at night. Thank you, though, Ben. I'll check for the manifesto. I appreciate it.
Although, don't say manifesto. That has negative connotations in my mind.
What's a manifesto? Oh,
yeah. Manifesto is something that people, terrorists, have.
The guys that shoot at Trump, huh?
Yeah. Anyway. But thank you, Ben. I'm sure
don't
you're not one of those
no
bad
manifesto.
It's
like
not
that.
A bad kind of manifesto.
Oh,
whew. Yeah.
Thank you. Hopefully. I appreciate it.
Deplorable Dave from Rosamond, California. Two coffees. Sir Jesse, Marjorie Taylor Greene just sold out to Satan, as the million-dollar man Ted DiBiase always said. Everyone has a price. I don't know how to pronounce Ted. Do you remember The Million Dollar Man or $6 Million Man or whatever it was?
The movie?
TV show or movie?
Yeah, I remember the TV show, yeah. $6 Million Man.
I guess he said everyone has a price, per David Rosemont.
Poor,
and he's talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene, sold out.
Poor Marjorie Greene. Don't blame her. She was born with a silver spoon in her mouth. Amazing.
Did you know that woman who said silver, it was actually silver foot in his mouth?
Oh.
because, you know, born with a silver spoon in his mouth means he was rich. But she was claiming that he was putting his foot in his mouth. So he was born with a silver foot in his mouth.
What was her name?
Anne.
Oh, yeah, Anne.
Something. Texas governess?
She was a Texas governor lady. And her boss, I used to work, her daughter was my boss at one time.
Ann Richards then.
Yeah, Cecile Ann Richards. Richards. She dead.
Both of them are dead now.
Yeah.
Wow.
But she was my boss when I worked for the hospital up there in, I was working for Hollywood Presbyterian. And then I became a shop steward, union shop steward. And then I was doing
hospital.
For the hospital.
Yeah.
And then I was doing so well that the union hired me. They're like, come work for us, Jesse. And I had a ball. I may have even went to an Epstein party.
Those unions.
I may have gone somewhere there. Ted Biasi. DiBiase. Derek said, it's $1 million man, Ted DiBiase.
Okay, and we're trusting him. We're trusting Derek, the black producer's pronunciation?
Yeah.
I don't trust mine either.
So what, Derek? He said that's how he says it.
Okay, nice. Ted DiBiase.
Yeah. But Cecile Richards. So the mama name was Ann Richards.
Yep.
And she was a Texas governor. And so I went and worked for the union. I became a union employee. And what we would do is go around and convince people that they wanted to be a part of a union. And we were trained to go to the worker that was the most lazy and missed the most time for work. And they would get us into the union, into the hospital to talk to other people, help arrange a meeting. But it was so much fun being a union worker. A union organizer, that's what I was. And they train you well how to organize. But anyway, Cecilia was my boss.
Cecile.
She went on to become one of the president of what do you call that group that kill babies in the womb?
Planned Parenthood.
Planned Parenthood, yeah.
Yeah, she was a significant president of Planned Parenthood.
I'm not surprised because she was real liberal. She was very liberal. But I liked her, though. She was nice and pretty.
Yep.
But she was a liberal. So I'm not surprised she became the president of, I remember her family, her husband, her children, or at least child at the time. But anyway, thank you.
Shout out to Marjorie Greene. Sold out to Satan. I wasn't aware of that. Thank you, Deplorable Dave.
What a mess.
Jarvis Richards, Jarvis, very generous on Cash App, gave a point or a period.
Thank you. Amazing. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jarvis.
Yeah.
Anthony A. says, the greatest work a person can do is point people back to the Father. God said you worship him in spirit and truth. Truth points to God.
Amazing. Thank you.
And that's somewhere. He seems to be informing the biblical question, not answering it, but informing it.
Oh, that's what it was?
Looks like it. Because you know about the greater works.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Another Anthony L., gave a coin with a star on it sticker. Very cool.
Thank you.
Or a token.
Right on.
Ed K., happy Bible Thumper Thursday. What the?
Bible Thumper Thursday.
Someone who is a member sent a gift membership. Nice.
Right on. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Popcorn. Jesse, I have heard you tell a few callers, President Trump, the Great White Hope, only attacks people back when they attack him first. You said he doesn't go after people for no reason. Am I right? One of your biblical questions was, why do you attack people when someone attacks you? In church, he said it's because of the ego, and when people attack you verbally, just let them demolish you. Don't respond, and the real you will appear. Thoughts tell you they're attacking you, so that's why you respond, attack back. My question for you is, what would you recommend that the Great White Hope take that advice from you and not attack back when someone attacks him?
Trump is not attacking because someone is attacking him. You can bank on that one. Amazing. He is responding to evil. get behind me saying he's telling them. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Thank you, Popcorn. Jim in Alaska, 20 coffees, very generous. BQ, biblical question.
Christ said, and I repeat, greater works than I do shall you do. What did he mean by that?
I believe Christ is saying in regards to spreading his word to as many people as we can, and that we would do greater work than Christ could do in his short time, due to his short time on earth, says Jim.
Thank you, Jim. Amazing. I put my two cents in on Sunday. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Thank you all. Amazing. I want to get you some calls here. Bill out of Oklahoma. Bill, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Bill.
Good. I love your singing, man. You're extra funny today, too. Could you do a couple lines of Don't Mess With Bill?
Oh, yeah. Don't mess with Bill. No. Don't mess with Bill. Leave my Billy alone.
I love it.
Don't mess with Bill.
That's great, Jesse. Thank you, man. My birthday was October 23rd. That's the best birthday present ever.
Right on. Happy birthday. Amazing.
You're the equivalent to Mr. Rogers and Captain Kangaroo for adults. I was thinking that. You are so good. I wrote down, I called originally just to say, and I know you don't need to hear this, but don't ever let the Tonys and the Mazes and the RDs ever get you down. We all know that they are stuck in their arrested development. They refuse to learn. They refuse to grow. And they're wasting other people's time by calling you, and because, dude, you help so many people. And I already know you don't need me to tell you to don't let them bother you, but right. Don't ever let them bother you.
Well, I appreciate that, Bill. Thank you, and happy birthday.
Thank you. And this is the fourth time I've called. I get through every time right away, and I think there's something to that. I'm going to name my next dog Charlie Kirk or Jesse Lee Peterson. I love my dogs, man. I'd let my dog borrow my car if he wanted.
Wow. Who let the dogs out? Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it. I got to run. I appreciate it, though.
Thank you, Jesse. I love you, man. I
love you, too. Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Pete. Out of Alaska. Pete.
How we doing this morning?
All is well.
Nice. Well, I want to say happy belated birthday to Bill as well. And to scrawny Derek there. but I had a song to share.
Scrawny.
Yeah. a little bit of a song to share with you.
Can you hold for me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, let me take a break. One more hour to go. 888-775-3773. The hate news is coming now. Not the fake news, but the hate news. One more hour to go. Bible Thumper Thursday, back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts. If you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
some serious mess going on in this old here world. Drama over endangered species. Ukraine, a peace plan. Is peace on the horizon? Or is it beyond the horizon? Still not seen. I don't know. And a congressman, a female congressman, a black female congressman, has been indicted, accused of stealing $5 million in federal disaster funds. So typical. And they claim white-collar crime is a white thing? I think not. Anyway, what a mess. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday. We love the Bible Thumpers, if we love anyone, right? And it's November 20th. It's the third Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. Just less than 11 hours from now, ladies, come to Bond for the Women's Forum. All right? Do it. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. If you need to call Bond, you can call in just an hour or so. Lines open up at 9 a.m. Or call right now and leave a message. 1-800-411-BOND, 1-800-411-2663. And like I said, RebuildingTheMan.com/events. And then church with Jesse Lee Peterson on Sunday for everybody. Men, women, black, white, Asian, Hispanic. Anyway, or Arab. Anyway, Common Nonsense Network CNN reports the Trump administration moved Wednesday to roll back the Biden-era so-called protections for endangered species and their habitats. The Interior Department's Fish and Wildlife Service and NOAA's, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's, National Marine Fisheries Service, proposed restoring rules from the first Trump administration that stripped so-called safeguards for plants and animals threatened by human development and a warming planet, right? Because some of this environmental regulation stuff is like ridiculous and overboard and overly restrictive to men subduing the earth. They want to be a bunch of women being subdued by the world, right? The two agencies proposed to strip the so-called blanket rule, which extends endangered level protections to species that are listed as threatened with extinction. Industry groups see this as a win after complaining for years that the environmental laws had become too restrictive for major energy mining and development projects. Environmental groups declared the move as one of that could be devastating for endangered species. But they don't look out for whites or Jews who are kind of both endangered, right? We're like tiny minorities of the world and even becoming minorities in our own country. What about us? Huh? No. Or the babies. Save the babies. Anyway, Ukraine peace plan. In the coming hours, a meeting's expected to get underway in Kiev. K-I-E-V. They spell it K-Y-I-V. Well, shout out to the Ukrainians. Aimed at reviving stalled U.S. peace efforts in the Ukraine. The White House has been quietly working on a new peace plan with Russia. Ended up to end the ongoing war, you know, the Biden war. A source familiar with the talks told Common Nonsense, U.S. delegation on the ground in the Ukraine to discuss U.S. proposals. So who knows what's going to happen? They're focusing on like 28 points, Washington and Moscow, D.C. and Moscow. So security guarantees for Ukraine and Europe, future U.S. relations with Russia and Ukraine. I think it may be good for all, right? Nobody's going to be happy, but everybody's going to be better off than they are with all this killing that's terrible and destruction and power outages. It's cold, I heard. Russian officials downplayed the report but confirmed that high-level talks with the U.S. ongoing. Democrat, black female Democrat, black, Sheila Sherfilus hyphen McCormick. Sherfilus, Sherfilus hyphen McCormick, has been indicted on charges accusing of her stealing $5 million from disaster funds. That's dollars, U.S. dollars, using some of the money to aid her 2021 campaign, so said the Justice Department. Innocent unless proven guilty, of course, right? But I find it interesting. It's not like we're hyper-focusing on black crime, really. It's under-focused. So we'll see what happens. I'm James Hake. Now back to the JLP Show, Hour 3. ¶¶
stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, Christ said, greater works than I do shall you do. What did he mean by that? Greater works than I do shall you do. What did he mean by that? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you can podcast the shows, but you still can listen anywhere in the world. We're here Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., and you can listen anywhere in the world on your phone. And then you get home, you can watch it some more. But you can listen by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Catch Up. It's Thursday, and it's the last hour of the show on Thursday. And every Thursday is and will always be Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
I don't feel your face.
Oh, hallelujah! Yeah. Woo. Bible Thumper Thursday. Anybody ask what's the matter with me? Tell them I'm saved, sanctified, and running for my life. What the? 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. Let me go back to Pete out of Alaska. I had to put him on hold there. Pete, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
All right. So,
hey, Pete.
Once I loved two women at a time, Kate and Edith, both were mine. But then I learned what they say is true. You can't have your Kate and Edith too.
Amazing. Yeah. I like that.
Hey, so I had a friend buy If She's Crying, She's Lying shirt.
Right on. And,
the other day, I had it on, and a friend of my sister's was sitting there crying about it. And I unzipped my jacket and sat and listened, and then she read it. And, well, cried a little more, I guess, but... But I appreciate the shirt and the show, and all the folks who want to hear that song, and download it. I appreciate that. It's going to be coming soon. I got a piano version and a guitar version.
So you made Two Lovers?
No, that's one I've heard. But
oh, okay. But you have a new. Oh, you're talking about the one we have already?
Yep, I'm going to do a piano version as well.
Amazing, Pete.
Come on, online.
That is an amazing song. Just for the folks who don't remember or maybe have not heard, I want y'all just to hear this song from Pete out of Alaska. Watch this.
All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe you'd take this anger from my soul. And I shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive. Righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. Pete, that is an amazing song. Can people get that song now online, you say?
It will be real soon.
Okay.
I've been doing the studio for the last 4 days or something. The guy finally got back and allows me to have the tools gear done. And so shouldn't be long.
I can't wait, Pete. That song is amazing, man.
Well, I appreciate you.
And don't forget, when she's crying, she's lying.
She's lying. Yeah, you got it. It's true every time.
I wore that shirt to the gym one day, and this woman used to, again, like me, meaning that she pretended to be friends with me. And when she saw that shirt, she got ticked, and she stopped talking to me.
Yeah, nice.
Now she walked by,
win-win.
She won't even look. I was like, what the?
All right, young man, stay healthy.
Pete, you too, and keep the songs coming.
You got it.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Right. Take care now. Amazing song, huh? Let me just, before I go back to the other callers in your super chat, we've done a lot of talk about you got to overcome the ego, right? They're not yourself. All thoughts are all lies all the time. And that when you're hurting, it's in you. You are hurting, and hurting is wrong. It is wrong to hurt. And that you can overcome that if you want to. But most people don't know or understand that your enemy is within. It's in you. And you think it's on the outside of you, but it's not. Now, there are people outside of you, of course, that hate you and they want to hurt you and they revengeful, nasty people. They can't help it. They don't know that their enemy is within them. They think it's outside of them, too. So they go for the thrill of it to keep their enemy alive. But your enemy is in you. And sooner you realize this, the sooner you will overcome it, and you become a free man, a free woman. There's this movie that I talk about. I haven't mentioned it lately, but others have been talking about it, The Revolver. And this movie, Revolver, I mean, if you don't know, if you don't really understand what's going on, you miss it. But it is so right on the money about the enemy within. And it shows how the enemy talked to your head like not going north. A great deceiver. The enemy is very cunning, but not smart. Evil is cunning. It is not smart, right? And it works overtime in your imagination. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything because they are evil. And so I just want to show you a quick clip, a soundbite from The Revolver, and this is a perfect example of what every human being on earth have to deal with. And most don't know because they have been lied to and told that anger is good, that you need anger. You won't be able to function if you didn't have anger. You won't be able to protect yourself or whatever. Anger is just a human emotion, they tell you. Resentment. They don't know anger. They don't know anger is the nature of evil. And that's why Christ said, anyone that has anger is a murderer. That they are evil and do not trust an angry, resentful person. Here in the movement, not called The Revolver, it's called Revolver. Revolver. And here's a YouTube video by the DNA of Cinnamon that discusses the concept of the false you from the movie Revolver. Watch this.
You want to get rid of me, Jake? You want to make an enemy out of me? You want to get rid of me, do ya? Do ya?
On the roof, Avi tells Jake, you've been hearing this voice inside you for so long that you've come to believe it's you. Where could your greatest enemy hide? Where you wouldn't think to look.
It's all up here.
Everyone's in his game, and nobody knows it.
Avi says that gold hides behind human pain. He stands behind every crime committed.
How can I be behind all the pain, all the crime, if I don't even exist?
This is the voice of the false self, the voice of our ego. The ego is a very specific thing. It's an invisible entity that doesn't want to be revealed.
Amazing, huh? And that is so deep, I want to run home and watch it right now. And so the guy in the elevator, and you heard this voice screaming at him, you want to get rid of me? You want to get rid of me? And they pretend they put a gun to the head. Those voices that was happening in his head, the guy was playing the voices in his head. And his name was Jake Green. Isn't that amazing, though? Those voices, because standing in that elevator, Jake was like paying really attention to what was going on in his head, what he'd been told. He couldn't believe that all the crime he had committed, all the things that he had suffered through, gone through, was in his head. The enemy is within. You think your enemy is without? But your enemy is within. It's within. And as soon as you realize that and stop listening to your enemy within, you shall and will be free. You really will. That move is so deep. So check it out. But pay attention to what's happening inside of you. Your all thoughts are all lies all the time. And everything you've done in your whole entire life was never you. It wasn't you at all. It was something driving you to make you do, influence you to do the things and feel the way that you felt. It was never you, but you call it you, so you identify with it. And I don't care what it is that you've done. It was never you. Or how bad it was. Or the so-called good it was. It was never you. And that, I promise you, that's what you got to overcome. So that voice that was screaming, you were trying to get rid of me. You can't get rid of me. Because he was thinking about it, he was starting to overcome it. He was reflecting. Amazing. And, oh, hate is telling me, chat says, thanks for the spoiler on the movie. You're welcome. Amazing. You're all welcome. But it's what we've been talking about now for years. That is the ego nature, not you. That was so good, I want to show it twice. That was so nice, I want to show it twice. And I want you to know that God is doing the screaming in the elevator. It's the voices that the guy that's standing there is listening to. And he has made up his mind that he's going to get overcome that, let it go. And the devil doesn't want us to go. He's ticked that you would consider abandoning him. So I want to just play it one more time. And this is the voices that every human being hears in their head about anything. All thoughts, all lies, all the time. And I want to stress it because a lot of people watch the movie and they still miss it because they are in their head expecting something else to happen. So this is the movie DNA. This is the DNA of cinnamon that discusses the concept of the false you from the movie Revolver. Watch this from DNA Cinnamon.
You want to get rid of me, Jake? You want to make an enemy out of me? You want to get rid of me, do ya?
That's the devil screaming in his head.
Do ya?
On the roof, Avi tells Jake, you've been hearing this voice inside you for so long that you've come to believe it's you. Where could your greatest enemy hide? Where you wouldn't think to look?
It's all up here. Everyone's in his game, and nobody knows it.
Avi says that gold hides behind human pain. He stands behind every crime committed.
How can I be behind all the pain, all the crime, if I don't even exist?
This is the voice of the false self, the voice of our ego. The ego is a very specific thing. It's an invisible entity that doesn't want to be revealed.
Wow. I get goosebumps because that is so true, and most human beings don't even know it. They don't know it. It's not you. It's never been you. And then it accuses you, and it makes you do the thing, and then it makes you feel guilty about it. And that's not even you feeling guilty. If there's no you, how can you do things wrong, and how can you feel guilty? But you think that is you. And Christ said, all who are born of the woman, of the flesh, must be born again. Of the Spirit, of the Father. And when Christ died, he didn't die, but the false self died, so that you can have eternal life. And your false self must die. The ego nature. And it's not going to die until you surrender and do nothing about it. And you're going to see, in the same way we're yelling at Jack in the thing there, it's going to yell and scream and make you cry and make you scared and make you everything. It's going to feel like you're dying. And if you're not aware, you're going to think you are, but you're not. It is dying. And then eternal life is yours. And in eternal life, there is no dying. It's only living. And you never die. Amazing, huh? I highly suggest, do what you want. But I highly suggest you run, don't walk. Especially those who want to overcome their misery. But most people love their thrills, so it's not for you. If you love your thrill, don't bother by it. But if you want to overcome thrills, the good ones or the bad ones, they're both imposters, check out Revolver. I want to interview Madonna's ex-husband that made that movie. I have so many questions to ask. Ask him. So Derek is jumping on it as I speak, my producer. He'll be like, 888-775-3773. Let me go to Stephen out of Maryland. Stephen, you are on the air.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling in reference to the utopia. You said we lived in the 50s and the 40s.
A what?
A utopia.
Where is
that?
You know
the utopias?
Where is it?
That's what you said we was living in.
No, it was in Alabama, man, not in Utopia.
Utopia. It's just a Utopia is just a glorious thing. It's beautiful. It's a nice place.
Where is it located?
Well, you said it was in Alabama.
I didn't say Utopia was in Alabama. I said a plantation. I grew up on a plantation down in Alabama. I did not grow up in Utopia, Alabama.
That's not
I've never even heard of Utopia, Alabama.
You don't know what Utopia is?
Where is it located?
It's not a place. Ask your producer what a Utopia is.
What is it?
It's a place of happiness, joy.
Oh,
everything, joy.
In your imagination?
No, not in your imagination.
But
it's a place.
Stevie, maybe you misunderstood, but I never said I lived in Utopia. I did say that I grew up in Alabama on a plantation near Montgomery, Alabama, Eufaula, Tuskegee. I'm kind of in the middle of those places. But I had no idea about a place called Utopia, Alabama. I know about Montgomery, Birmingham, Tuskegee, Dothan. In all those areas,
okay.
Eufaula, but I've never heard of Utopia. Did you grow up in Utopia, Alabama?
No. Nowhere near there.
But how do you know about it then?
It's a place that's imaginary, I'm trying to tell you. Look, this was, well, let's get all that.
You grew up in an imaginary place.
No. You're the one that said we grew up in imaginary Utopia.
I've never said that. I don't even know where Utopia is.
Okay, forget it. Okay, we move right along. You said we.
Do you understand? I never said that. I didn't grow up in Utopia.
Okay. Okay, I know that. Okay. All right.
Do you understand that?
Yeah, I got that.
Okay.
Now, I'm talking about when you said back in the 40s and the 50s, we had this. Nice, we was nice and everything was going, before we had it so nice when we was coming.
Oh, I know what you're saying. 40s. Black people, you're right. You're right about that. Black people were much better off back in those times than they are now. And then in those days, there was something called, quote unquote, Jim Crow law, right?
Right.
And then the deceiver is trying to make you think that Jim Crow law was somehow or another holding the black back. It was bad.
It was
doing that, right? But it's just not true because when we were growing up, we knew it existed, but it didn't affect our lives at all.
In other words,
did it affect your life growing up in Utopia, Alabama? Did Jim Crow affect you?
Sure, it affected me. I was in Maryland.
You was in where?
Maryland.
You were in Maryland, Utopia?
Yeah. No. I was living in the state of Maryland, and we did not have it like you said. We had Jim Crow up here also.
Are you black?
Black as the ace of spades.
And so, are you saying that your family was affected by Jim Crow?
Everybody up here was affected by Jim Crow.
How were your family, you and your family, how were you guys affected by
it?
How were you affected by Jim Crow?
I couldn't get a decent job.
Did you try?
Sure, I tried. I said, that's why I joined the Air Force. Still, 6 months after I got out of high school.
Well, that's because down in Alabama, jobs like that wasn't as available as they were in the big city. Matter of fact, when I left Alabama, I left and came to California because the job opportunity was better.
For everyone, whites
and blacks.
You went to Indiana first.
Right, and then I came to California.
So why'd you leave Alabama and go to Indiana?
Because I wanted to come to California. What the?
No, you weren't thinking about no California. You had to finish high school first.
Well, no, I came to California when I was still yet in high school. So I came out here when I was in the 11th grade going to the 12th. And I fell in love with L.A. when I walked off the plane. I thought it was paradise. And I'm like...
I thought you said you graduated and worked at a steel mill. Then you went to California.
That's true. That's exactly what happened. Because during those days, your parents wouldn't pay your way. You have to make your own way when you turn 18. And so I turned 18, I moved to Indiana.
You were still in school.
And I got a job from Inland Steel, and I worked 2 weeks. I made one paycheck. It would cost $50 to fly from Chicago to California. I bought a one-way ticket. And I,
where did you live?
Where did I live?
When you went to California.
I lived in a house.
I know that. Whose house?
My folks.
Oh, you have people in California?
Yeah. They the one that invited me out here when I was in 11th grade. And that's why I knew I was coming back, because I don't know if I would have been in California had it not been for them. I may would have been stuck in Indiana, and that would have been hell to pay. But
why would we fly to Indiana?
But, Stephen, because of time, how were you? So you were saying that you were affected by Jim Crow because you couldn't find a job?
That's right.
But there were white people who couldn't find a job in Utopia either, and they left.
They didn't go anywhere. They had the job.
No, there were white people who left because
I'm in Maryland. I know what happened in Maryland.
There were no opportunities. There were few opportunities there. And so is the white man still holding you back?
Not now.
And is the white man still holding the blacks back?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
What do you think What do you think about the blacks who are mad at the white man? They said the white man still holding them back, so they need DEI. What do you think about that?
No. DEI. That's a lot of bunk. What does DEI mean?
Black people program. They want free stuff.
What is free stuff?
Meaning that they don't have to earn it. They want to work for your company without earning it. They want to fly airplanes without earning it.
You like, gotta have a license to fly. You just can't get on a plane.
But they give you a DEI license.
There's no such thing as a DEI license.
Yes, it is.
What's wrong with you?
Because I got on the airplane once, and there was a black lady driving. I'm like, what the?
You mean she was flying the plane?
But she was, thank God it was a white man, the lead pilot. And this black woman
was the co-pilot.
What?
She was the co-pilot.
What?
The black lady was the co-pilot. C-O. Co-pilot.
Thank God for that, man, because I even asked the flight attendant, do they have a black woman driving this plane?
What's wrong with that?
And they explained to me, well, yeah, there is a black female up there, but she's not lead. It's a white man flying. I'm like, whew.
Well, she takes over in case of something happened to them. Like he might have a heart attack.
No, the white man ain't going to have no heart attack.
How do you know?
Why are you going to have a heart attack?
But the elder, most of the pilots are over 50.
What?
Most of the pilots, if you get on a plane and look at the pilot, most of them are around 40 years old.
And they are more mature. They are more experienced than the white ones. Let me ask you one other quick question. Stephen,
okay.
What's the S-man name?
Who?
The guy, huh? Earl Musk, who is Elon's daddy, said, according to the report, I don't know if he really said it, but he said that if white people become the minority in America, that America is doomed.
That'll never happen.
Do you agree with that?
Nope.
What would never happen?
White people will never be a minority in the United States.
I hope so.
Because we're only at 13%.
Right on. I'm sorry?
Who are the other people going to take over?
The people of color, he was saying that. The people of color.
Black people?
Will destroy the country. Is he right about that?
No.
Yes, he is. Right.
No.
Yes, he is. But thank you. And I have never heard of Utopia, Alabama, but thank you. Quick break.
You can't run.
Treasure chest is open on D-Live and scratch off, not
drop you. Deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father.
And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Okay, folks, welcome back. I'm going to try to get to all of your phone calls here. We're going to run through them because of time. And but first, the Hake Report is coming up. You need to know that. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report is coming up right after my show at the top of this hour. And the guy with the good hair, on fire. And he's not afraid of the blacks. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com. And after the Hake Report, The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. You don't want to miss that either. And then there's a brand new episode of Punchy's TV. Punchy's TV. It was an amazing episode. So don't forget to podcast Punchy.TV, PUNCHIE.TV. And thank you all for your support, your donation. And it is tax deductible when you donate to the nonprofit bond, my nonprofit organization. I do appreciate it. And some of you are really helping us to help others without me having to remind you. Thank you for that. What else? Oh, check out Pearl Davis. I was on her show. It was amazing. Pearl Davis on her show, The Sit Down. So go to Just Pearly Things. Just Pearly Things on YouTube channel there. It just came out last night. We did it last week, but it came out last night or sometime between last night and today. And you do want it. It was fun. It was interesting. And Pearl is not afraid to tell the truth about anything, but especially about women. So check it out, all right? 888-7753-773. And to donate, go to rebuildingaman.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND. Let me go to Jerry, a first-time caller out of Virginia. Jerry, you are on the air.
All right. Thank you, Jesse. It's Bible Thumper Thursday, and I thought I'd call in with some Bible,
right on.
Bible stuff.
Bible Thumper Thursday.
That's right. Hey, you know, when Jesus was crucified and when he rose again, and this is in the Gospels, that there was many that came out of the graves when Jesus resurrected. Well, all those were Old Testament believers. They haven't heard of Jesus. My point is the Old Testament worked for a while. That the Christian people nowadays don't, they talk like it wasn't worth nothing, but God wouldn't bring something forth that wasn't going to work. You know what I mean?
I do. Yep. And the people that came from the grave when he destroyed death, those were the people who had only done wrong because they were being driven by evil, and they knew it. But at that time, death was possible. Death owned every soul, right? And so,
that's right.
And so when Christ died, he conquered death. And so those people who were not guilty like that, they rose with the Father, with the Son.
That's right.
Amazing. Have you dropped your anger, Jerry?
Dropped what?
Your anger.
Anger?
Yeah.
I didn't really have any. It's just pretty much frustration is about the only thing I feel.
But frustration is anger.
It's not really anger. Frustration is before anger.
No, frustration comes from anger. It's one of the children of anger. If you had no anger, it would be impossible to get frustrated. Why don't you drop your anger?
You think it's in between anger and confusion?
No. Anger creates a confused mind. Because anger is dark. And everyone that has anger live in the darkness of their imagination. They can't see. Why don't you drop your anger?
I really don't have any anger.
So, but you get angry at times.
I suppose I do.
So you do have anger, because if it wasn't in you, you can never get angry. How can you get angry or resentful if it's not in you? Why don't you drop it, and no one can ever frustrate you or no situation or anything, so you can be free?
That's right.
So why don't you drop it?
I'm going to have to.
You know how to do it.
How's that?
Forgive your mama.
Well, all right.
Why don't you forgive your mama?
I don't know if I had anything against her or not.
Yeah, she recreated her image, and now you're afraid to tell her the truth. And the devil tell you, oh, you're going to hurt her feelings. You're going to, she's going to get mad, or she's going to cry. Don't listen to the devil. When she's crying, she's lying.
Well, I tell you, I really don't know if I have anything against any of my parents.
Well, go and forgive her and find out. Was she perfect?
Oh, ain't nobody perfect. Everybody does what the best they can do is the way I look at it.
That's right. So was your mother perfect?
Well, I don't know. Perfect is another... it depends on how you see perfect.
Was your mother perfect?
I don't know. I guess only God knows that.
You know if your mother was perfect or not, man.
What do you mean by perfect?
You said nobody is perfect, so I thought you already know what it means. Was your mother perfect?
I never said nobody. People are perfect. They're perfect parts in people, Jesse.
Was your mother perfect?
Sure, I'm sure she was. She had a perfect part.
So she did nothing wrong?
No, that's not perfect.
Did she do anything wrong?
Sure.
Like what, for an example?
I don't know, man. It's a long time ago.
What, is she still living?
No.
Oh, your mama dead?
Yeah, she's been gone for a while now.
How old are you?
I'm 56.
Your daddy dead too?
Yeah.
Oh, well, forgive. And did your dad protect you from your mother?
No.
Have you forgiven him?
I don't think I had anything against him.
Well, you need to know yourself so you know for sure, all right?
All right.
And then once
back to perfect. This one thing about perfect is Bible Thumper Thursday, perfect. You know, everybody says, the Christians say, there ain't nobody perfect. People got perfect parts.
What's a perfect part?
Jesus Christ within the believer is a perfect part.
What's a perfect part?
And they deny him when they say nobody's perfect.
And so is Jesus in you?
Sure.
And so who are you?
A perfect part of Jesus Christ.
No, that's, who are you?
That's who I am. I just told you.
You say you're a perfect part of Jesus Christ?
That's right.
What's the perfect part of Jesus Christ?
In his body. The Christians talk about it.
What is his perfect part? What's the perfect part of Jesus?
The perfect part is whenever you receive Christ, he comes inside of you, so you have a perfect part, at least that one perfect part, which is Christ.
What
but the people
it?
That say no.
But Jerry, because of time, What was Jesus' perfect part?
Wasn't he perfect all the way through?
No, you said there's his perfect part of Jesus. What was his perfect part?
The Bible says when you become born again, Jesus comes inside of you.
No, but what was his perfect part?
I suppose it was salvation.
Who?
Salvation.
Who is that?
You're a trip, Jesse.
So, do you think Jesus, did Jesus get frustrated at any time?
Sure, whenever he went to the fig tree.
So, Jesus became frustrated at the fig tree?
Yeah, and he cursed it and it died.
So, was that Jesus' perfect part doing that?
Sure.
So how can you be frustrated and be perfect?
It's all in a personality, Jesse. You gotta be. You can't be AI. AI is not real.
So Jesus had a bad personality and a good personality?
No, he had a personality.
Was it bad or good?
It was a personality.
Was it bad or good?
I would say that it is perfect.
Was it bad or good?
I would say it's good.
And so how was he able to be mad at a tree?
Because of the perception that the tree promoted.
And so Jesus was able to get mad at somebody, at something.
Sure.
And so Jesus wasn't perfect then if he was able to get angry.
I never said he wasn't perfect. You said it. I didn't say it.
Jesus never got angry, man.
What about the money changers in the temple whenever he went? Made them cords and beat them in and turned the money changers tables over.
But he wasn't angry when he did that. What I recommend, then I got to run, but what I recommend, what was that noise? What I recommend is that drop your anger so you can understand the nature of Christ.
You got to have anger to make war, don't you?
That's the only way you can make war. You got to have anger. But he didn't have it. And that's why we have wars, because human beings are evil and they get angry and they're on an ego trip, so they fight one another. But if they had no anger, there would be peace on earth.
Yeah.
Amazing. Jerry, call me again. Because of time, I got to run, but call me again.
All right, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Forgive your mama, man. All right.
All right, man.
Okay. Thank you. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chat.
Gregatron bought a coffee over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. I'm sorry, Jesse, but what's that woman's name? Nikki Majority? Nicki Minority? Nicki Minaj? Niger?
Really, I didn't know what it was, to be honest.
Between your show and Hake's show with Quiet Piggy, I don't know what to do with y'all.
Amazing. Funny. Thank you.
Shout out, Gregatron. Thank you, sir.
Shout out.
Charlesse bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, on Wednesday, the first 2 hours of the show should be called 2 hours of Black Power. Yesterday's show lived up to it. He black.
What the?
Yeah, thank you. Replays.
Yeah.
Thank you, Charlesse. Jack, he bless. Very generous.
Thank you,
on
Jack.
Cash App.
Thank you, Jack. Amazing. I appreciate it.
Tony Animal One.
Thanks for helping us to help others. Thank you.
That's right. Tony Animal One gifted the fleet on pilled.net. No message.
Right on. Thank you, Tony.
Pastor Chatelet, 133 gold pills.
Amazing.
We got that fleet now. All aboard. Free trips back to Mommy Africa.
Thank you, Pastor. Absolutely amazing.
Rex, man who is born of woman, man who is born of a woman is few of days and full of trouble. He comes out like a flower and withers. Job 14:1-2.
Thank you. Amazing.
Very uplifting there. Thank you, Rex.
Bobby Thumper Thursday.
Three coffees from Bobby. Bobby S., that is. Hebrews 5:9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone.
Amazing. Thank you.
Calvin,
eternal life.
Calvin from Ohio. But about the Son, he says, your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. A scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom. Parentheses, even if the Father claims Jesus is God, who are you and other human beings to reject that? I mean, if even the Father claims Jesus is God, who are you?
What Father claimed that?
Calvin is claiming that that God, the Father, called the Son God.
When did that happen?
That's in like Revelation or Hebrews or somewhere.
Is that what you said? God called Jesus God?
Yeah, he was quoting the Bible.
What? No.
He also says, in the beginning, Lord, you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. If even the Father glorifies Jesus as the source of all creation, who are you and others to reject Jesus being God?
Amazing. Thank you. Who is that?
Calvin with a couple of coffees.
Calvin, thank you. And if you want to believe Jesus God, you go right ahead and believe it and see how far that gets you. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Cesar or Caesar, the faster the healings, the faster the deliverance, the fast... Laughing face sideways with tears coming out.
Oh, that's what you were doing, laughing?
Oh, yeah. Whee! I think that's the thingy. I think that's the Bible Thumper Thursday intro. Whee! I don't know how to say that, make that sound.
Amazing.
At least not without screaming into the mic. King Alpha Nerd bought a coffee. Here again, sigh. No states in America allow children to be married at 8 years old. However, a few states still allow underage marriage under specific circumstances. None have a minimum age as low as 8. Marriage at such a young age is illegal in all states. Many states have banned child marriage completely, and the states that still allow it require parental consent and or court approval for minors who are 15 or older. It's according to a simple Google search. Tony. Sir, that's being said loosely. You are a liar and a truth ain't yet you get. In you, get behind me, Satan.
Thank you. That's why Tony called up and just whatever's on his head was Satan telling him. And he just says it. And then where you get that from, Tony? He has no proof. Look it up. He wants you to look up his mess. What the?
He said something ridiculous about Trump. It was so laughable that I couldn't even take it seriously.
I don't think he knows. I mean, I know he doesn't know what he's doing. He's asleep. But some stuff, you know, like, what the? And he never have any proof because it's just coming out. It's coming out of the darkness of his imagination.
Yep.
And he tried to, you can't have no discussion like that. What the? Thank you, though. Amazing.
Caesar or Cesar, BQ answer.
Christ said, greater works than I do, that you shall do. What did he mean by that?
I have no clue. Jesse, laughing face with tears. But I'll be sure to tune in on Sunday, Church with Jesse Lee Peterson, as I always do, to hear your two cents.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
Fuego, 4466. How do I live biblically consistently? Is attending church important? What's your favorite Bible translation? Thank you. Keep being amazing, Jess.
The way you live consistently what?
Biblically.
Biblically, by not trying to live biblically. Stop trying. It'll happen naturally. Really. Get rid of all your ideas about morality and biblically and all that mess. And just be. And it'll be amazing. Let the truth work for you and through you. Amazing. I wish you well.
Thanks, Cesar.
Yeah, thank you.
Aries 1 with a 333 gold pills on Pilled. I pay Hake to do all my thinking for me. And he bought a one-month gold tier subscription on pill.net.
Thank you. Oh, man, nice. I let the white man do all my thinking because I don't want to clog my brain with the intellect. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
The Observer of Thoughts says amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Lord Chris, D, that is. On climate change, I say humans trying to save the earth is just like fish trying to save the ocean. You don't save it, you become part of it.
I rest my case. What the amazing.
Tater says Guy Ritchie movies, popcorn emoji.
I'm telling you, you got to watch Revolver. And he has other movies?
Oh, yeah, he has many.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Are they deep like that?
Maybe not, maybe not, but they are definitely interesting. They're fascinating.
I'm going to check them out.
They're fun. I like them.
When the Pippers on chat was thanking me for playing the movie, you said they were joking?
Yeah, he said, thanks for the spoiler.
Oh, but that was a joke.
Thanks for spoiling the movie, Jesse, because you're not supposed to spoil a movie. You're not supposed to tell them the punchline or the story of the movie.
Oh, Derek's fault. My producer gave me that. Have you ever heard of what's a part of that Alabama?
Utopia?
Yeah, you ever heard of Utopia, Alabama?
He wasn't talking about Utopia, Alabama. He was basically saying that you were saying it's heaven on earth. That's what utopia is, only it's a secular version of heaven on earth.
So he was saying...
It's a communist notion.
He was saying that Alabama's in utopia?
No, he was saying that the Jim Crow was heaven.
Oh, it was heaven.
See? There you go, Stephen. Cesar or Caesar, does that answer your question?
Not really.
Okay, fine.
Because I never heard of utopia, Alabama.
Utopia just means heaven. It's kind of
so
like
Alabama
saying
Alabama was in heaven?
Right.
Yeah. Now.
Yep.
I didn't know you were saying that, buddy. Thank you.
Except heaven is more man-made idea about heaven.
Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. Amazing. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest of these later, guys. We got
Thank
a good
you.
Chunk in.
Amazing.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you all. Amazing. Let me go to Carlos, a first-time caller out of California. Carlos, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Good morning.
Hey, Carlos.
Yeah, I wanted to ask.
Ask!
What do you deny the divinity of Christ?
What now?
Why do you deny the divinity of Christ being God?
What is the divinity of Christ? What is that?
Basically, him having the essence of God.
What does divinity mean?
It means like supernatural.
He was supernatural?
Yes.
And so, but I said that the Spirit of the Father was in him when he was here, mm-hmm. and it was working through him. I don't deny that.
Do you believe the whole Bible?
What?
Do you believe the whole Bible?
Is the Bible divinity too?
It's the inspired word of God.
The Bible is?
Yes.
And why do you say that?
That's what I've learned.
And you believed it?
Yes, because it was written by the disciples of Christ.
Where did you get this thing about, are you saying that Jesus is God?
Yes.
And where you get that from?
From the Bible. I can share a few scriptures.
Give me
a,
because
you.
Of time, give me a scripture that says where Jesus said that he is God, or the Bible said he is God.
Okay. I'm going to use the New Testament and the Old Testament. So in John 10, 27, he says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand.
He said his Father gave it to him.
Yes.
When did he say, no, I thought you were going to read me something where Jesus said he was God.
Oh, yeah. This
you were
is
talking
just
about
follow-up.
The Father in him.
Yeah, this is the setup for when Jesus says,
Carlos, to be fair to you, are you able mm-hmm. to call me back tomorrow or Monday? And I'll take your call as soon as you call in.
Even though it's not Bible Thumper Thursday?
Yes.
Sure. Can I read one last?
Do you hear the music right now? You hear the music playing?
No. Oh yes, yes.
Okay, you're about to turn us off, but hold your thought and call me if you can tomorrow, and we'll finish up the Bible Thumper on this.
All right, sounds amazing.
Amazing. Thank you, Carlos.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Super chat.
Caesar or Cesar? Yesterday morning, a crazy lady cut me off since I wasn't driving fast enough, and I ticked her off by flashing my lights at her. Since the driver in front of her wasn't driving fast either, I started to laugh and point at her since I knew she wasn't going to look at me through the rearview mirror to get more ticked. Was that the devil evil in me?
Yes.
That wanted to laugh at her to get a reaction, which actually ended up happening?
Yeah, stop loving thrills, man. What the? Don't do that, especially nowadays. These drivers are mad. They'll shoot you or anything. I wouldn't take that risk if I were you, just for a thrill.
Even the women.
Right. Just for a thrill. Don't do it, but do what you want. Thank you, though.
And Curly on Cash App, that's Bond JLP on Cash App, asking, word of the day? Word of the day is darkness is cunning, but not smart.
Right,
does not perceive the light.
Yeah. Evil is cunning and not smart, though. Is cunning. Amazing. Thank you.
And shout out to the top contributors on the D-Live crew, Games for Rec, Aries 1, Potleaf, and the rest of y'all. You know who you are.
Right on.
Very
thank
nice.
You. Shout out. Thank y'all.
And, of course... shout out to the monthly supporters on the YouTube channel, the
shout
members
out.
On JLP, Bond, The Fallen State, and of course the monthly supporters on the Rumble crew.
Thank
and
you.
And the locals people.
Right on.
And thank you guys. I do believe that may be all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm out of time. Rick and the other call, I'm out of time. The hate report coming up. Ladies forum tonight at 7 p.m. the third Thursday night of the month. I'll see you there. And I'll be back tomorrow, open line Friday. Bye, y'all. Thank you.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
Thank you.